From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, September 11th. I'm Sarah Reith. The Board of Supervisors took the first step toward crafting an ordinance to regulate industrial hemp yesterday. A county moratorium on growing hemp is set to expire in February of 2020. As of January of this year, hemp is no longer a Schedule 1 federally controlled substance. On the state level, temporary regulations pertaining to industrial hemp sampling and testing for THC went into effect in June. Cannabis advocacy groups and the Farm Bureau submitted letters to the board expressing measured support for the newly legal practice of growing hemp, though both interests were concerned about the possibility of other crops being contaminated. Even if the stock were limited to feminized seeds and female plants, every pot farmer knows that plants in the Cannabaceae family can turn hermaphrodite with very little notice, thus spreading pollen that could compromise the integrity of heritage cannabis genetics. And George Hollister, the president of the Farm Bureau, signed a letter encouraging the county to look into concerns about hemp or cannabis creating flavor taint in wine grapes. But some wine grape growers see an opportunity.
My name is Brian White. I'm probably a traditional wine grape grower for 38 years in Mendocino County. And recently our industry has been challenged with a lot of oversupply, probably sitting on 60% of my crop that I can't sell this year. So the reason I'm here is I want to diversify. Some of the issues that I'm hearing are about the male plants, and I think it would be a prudent farming practice for anybody to go out and monitor that. I don't know exactly how to do it, but I know we can handle that process. Again, traditional farmer, water rights, place of use maps, all those things. And I see an opportunity for myself and for the county.
Ron Edwards, a nursery owner from Willits, drew the board's attention to a hemp research project at Schoen Farms in Sonoma County.
There is also an incredible program going down south at Santa Rosa JC with Dr. George Salu. And they're actually setting up sensors in vineyards to actually measure the terpene drift and if that is the effect on grapes. And I think that this is where we got off track with cannabis, is that this is an agricultural product. And if we have the ag department working with this, we can really develop good sets of good farming practices.
Farm Bureau Executive Director Devin Jones made suggestions about the process of crafting the hemp ordinance and what kinds of cultivation she expects. Supervisor Ted Williams asked her to clarify her thoughts on who should be involved in working with the Cannabis Economic Development Ad Hoc Committee on coming up with an ordinance. That committee is composed of Williams and Supervisor Dan Jurdy.
You know, we definitely don't want to see a complicated, convoluted process begin regarding hemp. I definitely think we would support something simplistic, a registration process versus a permit. I did have a pretty substantial conversation last week with Tony Liniger, the Ag Commissioner in Sonoma County, and I think they're on a similar pathway to what Mendocino County might be looking to do. In terms of the advisory committee model, Sonoma County has, that's what they were operating under this past couple of months. They've had farm bureaus, they've had cannabis cultivators, they've had members of the public. You know, I definitely think in the last week, premised off what we're seeing now in grape harvest season and zero to no contracts available for the wine grape industry, a lot of folks on the traditional ag side are really interested in diversifying. And this could be a commodity that would provide some additional resources for them. I don't know if it's going to be mostly CBD, I think, at this point in time for CBD oil production. I did talk to a couple of ag commissioners who said that, just like Ron was speaking to, just the list of folks that have been approved by CDFA for providing the registered seed is pretty minimal. So there are some interest in getting into the actual seed production, which is going to have the pollen management component to that. Fiber, I don't know if California is really going to be a fiber producer for a while, just simply because we don't have the processing infrastructure here at this point in time. And it's really going to depend on costs for shipping, as well as competition from fiber being brought in from foreign markets. So really, I think it's going to be CBD and to a degree seed production here in California.
I would like to hear whether the Farm Bureau is prepared to commit to working with the THC cannabis cultivators on brainstorming and working to get a regulatory framework in place.
Well, yeah, that's what I was basically saying. You know, that was the model in Sonoma, and I think that's the only way to do it.
Jim Donnelly, who's been the acting ag commissioner since Harinder Graywall's termination in July, addressed the issue of environmental reviews. Hemp is considered a row crop.
I haven't heard anything about an EIR, and I doubt if it'll be considered in the future.
Longtime cannabis activist Casey O'Neill said he got involved in advocacy work to normalize cannabis and help food farmers make a living.
And a lot of my hopes in the cannabis space have been dashed. And there is a feeling for me of excitement around hemp. It's kind of what we had dreamed of for cannabis, in which the regulations are very similar to what they would be for food production. It's all regulated under Department of Ag. What I would like to see is a feasibility study around a hemp producers cooperative. I think there's a tremendous opportunity for being able to create something that helps to bring in a lot of the farmers who are currently locked out, especially there's a lot of food farmers who could definitely do an acre of hemp.
The board voted unanimously to direct county staff to work with Farm Bureau and cannabis farmers, as well as the ad hoc committee, to come up with a hemp farming ordinance that will adequately protect existing cannabis cultivation. The ad hoc will report on the progress at the end of next month. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. For all our local news, with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.